And we give you thanks this morning. We magnify your name. We ask that you bring illumination to your counsel. Bring fire from your words. Confirm your counsel this morning with signs, with wonders. And take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please make welcome somebody by your side. Tell them you're welcome to church this morning. God will not pass you by. He will fulfill His counsel on your life. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when you come to church, it is advisable for you to connect. Connect. Just don't just come and occupy your seat and diminish at the end of the service. Exchange pleasantries. Deposit a prophecy. Encourage someone by your side. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Luke chapter 1. We've been considering the emphasis of kingdom tools, and it's been a mighty blessing. Luke chapter 1 verse 5. We began the teaching yesterday. We saw the utensils that Jesus deployed in His ministry, and I intend to build on that this morning. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all His commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. They had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they were both now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest office before God in the order of his cost, according to the custom of the priest office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of God, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. But many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Verse 17 is my emphasis, and I'd like us to look upon it with some form of gravity. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the church, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. I'd like you to take inventory of the equipment that God made available to John the Baptist in keeping with the order of the spirit of Elijah. There's an equipment that this man was given to proclaim the kingdom and to extend the frontiers of the influence of God in the earth. The Bible says that he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias. Now, if your Bible is not borrowed, I would like you to underline spirit and power. He shall go before him in the spirit and power. In order for him to accomplish maximum impact and to fulfill the cause of his witness, he was endowed with a twofold scope of equipment for his assignment. He shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. Now, go with me to the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. When we get to Acts chapter 1 verse 8, you'll discover that it's the same equipment that each believer in the household of God has been equipped with. But ye shall receive power. How will the power come? After that this Holy Ghost is come upon you. So we have the Spirit will come first. And if you know how to deal with the Spirit properly, it will produce the power. So it's the same combination that John the Baptist was given, that every believer was given. Now, I'd like you to also take note of the consequence that is supposed to result if John the Baptist operates in full capacity in the equipment with which he was galvanized. There's a specific kind of weakness that you cannot bring into the earth if you don't have the kind of equipment that John the Baptist had to prosecute ministry. And God is expecting that the life of the believer is going to be supernatural on the account of the spiritual capital that God is making available in the person of the Holy Ghost, in his enabling graces and power. If you are still with me, say amen. As we said yesterday, the average believer, Jesus did not say that you will receive speaking in tongues after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Jesus said, you shall receive power. But unfortunately, the average believer receives speaking in tongues. And that is not exactly what God intended for a believer, because in the eyes of God, natural life is prosecuted supernaturally. And if there is no spiritual appendage to your life, you are not equipped to prosecute natural life. You are not equipped to function in the bank. You are not equipped to function in the armed forces. You are not equipped to function in public service. Because if you get to public service and you are long on that path, you will encounter people that will be seeking advantage using diabolical means. If you have not experienced that, it means you've not traveled far enough in life. Then you will discover that when issues are orchestrated from the realm of the spirit, they need an answer that is directed from the realm of the spirit. And so Jesus, in attempting to calibrate us to come into conformity with understanding, he said these signs will follow them that believe. And in the eyes of Jesus, you will need to have supernatural equipment in order for you to even fulfill the expectation of heaven concerning a believer. So God makes spiritual capital available in the person of the Holy Ghost. And he is hoping that that spiritual capital would translate to vital commodities required to prosecute life. Unfortunately, we have two queries on the account of this investment that God has made available to us. The first query is in the book of Luke chapter 9. Are you with me? Please turn your Bible. We'll do Bible study for 35 minutes. And after 35 minutes of Bible study, whether or not I finish the syllabus is inconsequential. After 35 minutes, we will now go to the practical side of my presentation. I study as a scientist. And there is no theoretical principle, there's no theoretical postulation that you cannot support with a practical in the lab that can amount to be a scientific principle. So the kingdom of God, according to the Bible, is not in words. So words are not sufficient to illustrate the reality that is captured in God's kingdom. In fact, Apostle Paul says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, that the elements, the utensil that is used to illustrate kingdom matters is power. So, if all we have are words, we do not have the capacity to reveal our kingdom in its domineering dimension wherewith it has capacity to subdue the kingdom of darkness. Will be insufficient in our witness. And I'm going to show you the consequences of insufficient witness. I said we should open to the book of Luke chapter 9. We'll begin our reading from verse number 51. There are two queries I'd like us to look at quickly. And we're not just querying it in scripture, we're querying it in the lives of men. That's the objective. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into the village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? And he returned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. Underline spirit. Because the first query here is spirit query. You know there are two utensils that we are equipped with. There are two. Oh my, are you still with me? You are not with me. Now, so what happens when you are not with me is that we cut the syllabus. It means we don't need it. All right, we'll proceed from that point. You don't need that. Let's go to the second query. You know, I was a classroom teacher before I became a teacher in the house of God. And they trained us to communicate knowledge. We were trained in teacher training and all of that. And it's the same principle that is used in the teaching ministry. So we have our own, there's a teacher discernment capacity with which he can test the level of comprehension. I just used one of the, what I did now is not discernment, it's the teacher training. If you're still with me, say amen. Let's try again. Jesus, you know, he had fans in Samaria. But unfortunately for his fans in Samaria, Jesus had already picked that it was time for his ultimate ministry to be manifested, and his ultimate ministry was his sacrifice. And so he came at the border of Samaria, and the people got wind of the fact that he had come close to their territory. They had made his favorite room available. His favorite dish was being made ready in order to give him a treat. But the burden upon his heart was so intense that his face was set to go to Jerusalem. So they came to him and said, will you spend the night? He said, no. What about the Ishiawood that we made available? He said, no. Then eventually they said, okay, don't even come again. We are not interested. And John and James touched Jesus. I said, you've been teaching us about Elijah, how to invoke fire, how to release fire. We tried it once and twice, and it was effective. Is this not a conducive opportunity? This opportunity that has lent itself to us, is it not time for us to exercise the capacities in which we have been instructed? And Jesus did not only speak with his mouth, he first spoke with his face. The Bible says he turned, used his face to speak to them first before he rebuked them. And his rebuke was that they did not know what manner of spirits they are of. Have you read your Bible in the book of Acts chapter 6? The Apostle Peter said, we will give ourselves, stay with me, to the ministry of the word and what? And prayer. Do you know what it means when we say, we will give ourselves? It's just like somebody that a shrine, a spirit of divination operating in a local village shrine picks. And say, you are the one that is supposed to be the priest of the next generation. The moment that happens, the community will gladly separate that individual to be separated to that spirit. Are you with me? The implication of that is that the only way that that spirit can have presence, can have influence in that society, is dependent on the separation of this individual to that spirit. This world is not for spirits. It's a three-dimensional world, a world of space, a world of time, and a world of matter. And I don't have time to take you to the book of Luke chapter 24 to show you Jesus after he resurrected from the dead, and Thomas had doubts about whether it was Jesus or not. And Jesus showed up and said, behold my hands and my feet. The reason why you can behold him is because he occupies space. He says, handle me and see. The reason why you can handle him is because he has matter. And that event took place in real time. This context, this space, this frame of reference is a frame of space, of time, and of matter, not of spirits. So the only way spirits can have access in this, our own realm, is when an entity that has license to function in this realm creates an open door. That's what priesthood and prayer is about. Are you still with me? So in view of the above, in order for the Holy Spirit to become very evident in this, our own civilization, men must decide to yield to him in such a way that their will is surrendered to his will, then you become a theater that is manifesting the Holy Ghost in your words, in your actions, in your deeds. Your deeds will no longer be yours. Your deeds will be the deeds of what? Oh, you are not following me. The quarrel that God had with Moses was that Moses was one with God in his development and discipleship. He became one with God. He will only speak when God has spoken. He will only act when God has acted. So the people said, okay, if you see Moses acting, it's not Moses. It is God. And that's why Moses was the description of a prophet from the scale of the Jews. Are you there? So once upon a time, Moses was now giving an instruction. And the instruction was that he should speak to the rock. And Moses now went and struck the rock. Because they have seen the consistency of Moses, they believed it was God that did that. Are you there? You get me? So God had to bring judgment on Moses in order for him to prove that I was not the one that was in the striking. You did not get me. That means Moses violated the will of the spirit that he was supposed to manifest. The reason for Jesus' rebuke was that these guys were about to carry out an assignment, carry out an initiative that is contrary to the nature of the spirit that is responsible for the empowerment that they are carrying. I don't want to press that. But the Bible says that there are diversities of gifts for the same Spirit. There are diversities of administration for the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, but it's the same God that worketh all in all. You know the problem with Balaam? Balaam had a deposit of grace upon him. But unfortunately with Balaam, he was administering the grace not according to the administration of that grace by the Spirit of God. He was administering the grace like divination. The query of Balaam was in his administration of the grace. And when you administer it like divination, you will soon have a marriage with the spirit of divination. I don't have time to press. But Jesus queried spirits in this scripture. Is that clear? Okay. John chapter 10, verse 40. Second query before I start my teaching. In John chapter 10, verse 40, we have a matter. In John chapter 10, verse 40, we'll read verse 40 and verse 41 so that you can understand the context. And went away again beyond the Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. Now, verse 41. And many resorted unto him. This is Jesus. Jesus went to and traced the place that John used to live. Then he abode there. And the Bible says that many resorted unto him and said, what did they say? John did know, but all the things that John speak of this man were true. It means that John modeled the spirit aspect of his investment. For instance, John's dress code was a product of inspiration. John was not a trained man. He modeled perfectly the spirit that was upon him. His menu of wild locusts and what? And wild honey. He came out of inspiration. He modeled the promptings of the spirit that was upon him. But unfortunately, he did no miracles. It means there was no power in his ministry. So the query in this scripture is power. Listen. The investment we receive, the Bible says, ye shall receive after the. So there are two queries on your life. The first query is the power query. The average believer has found a way to live without power, and he believes he's living. The average believer believes that it is convenient for him to live with his spiritual life under lock and key. And you think you have fulfilled destiny. Unfortunately for you, the problem with your life is the problem of insufficient witness. Because John did not manifest power, his ministry was supposed to point and bring credibility to the move of God that will come through Jesus Christ. But there was an issue of insufficient witness in the ministry of John. And so a generation missed a mighty move of God. Do you still remember when Jesus was upbraiding, cursing some cities? That's the same Savior. I know most times we don't read those aspects. When you see Jesus say, whoa, you jump and say, kindness. No. Two of his disciples were from Bethsaida. And Bethsaida was on the list of cities that Jesus cursed. Imagine that you are following Jesus closely. And then the day Jesus begins to cross cities, your village, the name of your village is mentioned on the list, and you could not influence it. Cause be Bethsaida. What was the reason why he said woe to Bethsaida? He said the miracles that were done in thee would have been done in Sodom and Gomorrah
they would have repented in sackcloth and ashes. The messenger of heaven that was sent to Sodom was Lot. Lot's ministry suffered the plague of insufficient witness because there was no power in it. That was why Sodom was not redeemed. When we stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ, you will pity yourself because you decided to sustain a civilization that denied power. I know sometime during the course of this service, you will not say amen again. But it is in order. I'd like you to reflect on these matters. He said, ye shall receive what? Because Jesus believes that natural life is prosecuted supernatural. So what is the query in your life? Is it a spirit query? That you are doing things that are unauthorized, that is not in keeping with the nature of the spirit that is your driving force? Is it a power query? Yes, you know what it means to be led by the Holy Ghost. You know what it means to speak the counsel of God as dropped on your heart by the Holy Ghost. You know how to speak His counsel. You know how to obey Him. You know how to respond to His promptings. But you don't know the economy of power. What you are doing is that you have deliberately decided that you will bring to the table insufficient witness. Insufficient witness is the reason why cities will be turned away from the Lord on the day of reckoning. And it must also be said that the messengers that were sent into those territories where witness was insufficient will also be brought to book. Let me rest my case on that point. I think I got your attention already. So, yesterday I spoke about the conversion factor. Because the evidence that we have that we receive the Holy Ghost is still the initial evidence, which is our ability to speak in tongues. Subsequent evidences are in things like power. Subsequent evidences are in things like your ability to live in the perfection of holiness. Subsequent evidences are in our capacity to wield scepters of grace and dimensions of God. But we have remained in the kindergarten of Holy Ghost realities, which means that we have not maximized the spiritual capital that God has deposited on our lives. Ye shall receive power. Give me Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Let us shake that scripture for a moment. The purpose of shaking the scripture is so that we can study what I call the conversion factor. How do you convert the anointing of the Holy Ghost that is upon your life to power? Because when Jesus was baptized at the riverside of John's baptism in Jordan, the moment he came out of the water, accreditation took place. The Father spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." That sounds like A. You know, when we, in the educational sector, we assign alphabets to connote performance. Are you there? So what is A? I'm not hearing you. And what's the bracket in terms of numbers? You see, we attended different kinds of schools. Some obviously I can see that now. Some are saying 70, some are saying 90. It depends on the school you went to. But those days when I was in the oil industry, pass mark was 70. That is not A. C was 70. Hallelujah. So you already know whether you can be promoted or you will just remain on that level and you'll be thanking God for where you are. That sounded like an A. This is my beloved Son. I'm recommending you. And what the Father was saying was that when we conceived the idea, the policy of man, we conceived like the project man This was what we had in mind. So Jesus was accredited. Jesus had an A. And it happens to be that, you know, when you score a distinction in your course in the university, you are likely to be given employment. But in the kingdom of God, when you become excellent, what God does is that He sends you to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Have you read the book of Malachi chapter 3 when the Bible says, "And they that fear the Lord spake one unto another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was written to them that fear the Lord and thought upon His name. They shall be mine, saith God, in the days when I make them my precious jewels." How are jewels made? They are subjected to high temperature and pressure. So when God sees that you are enterprising, God sees that you are on fire. God sees that, my God, this beautiful lady loves me with passion. He will look for a wilderness to put you. Are you still with me? You know, our estimation of whether God is with a man is if he has a car, a Range Rover. You got that philosophy in Babylon. That's not kingdom thinking. Your relevance is not a function of how much money is in your bank account. It might be the shape of your God. That money in your bank account might be the shape of your God. It might be the reason why you were obstructed from pressing into God, because you found security in what was in your bank. You know, I said you will not say amen. I'm sure of that. I'm sure. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? But ye shall receive power. There are four Greek words for power, and I know you know that. This is a word church, a place where the word of God is supreme, and the authority of the word of God is emphasized. So you shall receive power. Four words, Greek words for power. Greek has more depth than English language, just like English language has more depth than Igbo language. English language has more depth than Yoruba language. English language has more depth than Hausa language. I know somebody is offended. I don't have time to do linguistic analysis. I've done all of that so that I can understand Greek and Hebrew, which is the original writing in which the scriptures were written. And God preserved His truth in that language, not in English language. In fact, when translation took place, a lot of rich meanings were lost because English vis-a-vis those languages is like a funnel. You know, a funnel has a big opening, then it has a slim. You understand what I'm talking about? So many times, in order for us to enter into the original meaning and economy of scriptures, we will need to launch a linguistic investigation. I know you know that the Greek word for power in this scripture is dunamis. But what's the meaning of dunamis? Sorry, those days I had an encounter with Jesus, and He taught me how to move from the office of a teacher to the office of a prophet. So this is how I introduce a minstrel. If I don't introduce him, I'll be a teacher throughout. So he has to start his own ministry to help me to climb. Because what I'm doing now is theory. Then in 15 minutes, we'll do practicals. I want to show you power. I want to show you authority. Jesus gave me the clearance while I was praying there. So, may it be known that the reason why I'm going to do the practical is not to show you how great a preacher I am. I'm trying to illustrate kingdom things using the utensils we have been teaching about. Are we there? All right. Okay, so the word
power in that scripture is dunamis. Dunamis has two meanings. The first meaning of dunamis is inherent ability. Inherent ability. General, where's your phone? What kind of phone are you using? Let me see it. Apple. I don't know Apple. They bought one Apple for me. I'm trying to navigate. I threw it away. It's Samsung, you know. I know how to go around with Samsung. So I don't know. People with Apple, I'm wondering. But, hallelujah. GUC, let me see your phone. Okay. This is the one I know, please. Huh? Now, this, please sit down. Please sit down. Thank you so much. I'm so blessed with your ministry, and I was hoping to meet you, and Pastor Ben has made the connections. Thank you, Pastor Ben, and thank you, GUC. Okay. This is a Samsung phone. The operating system for Samsung is Android. And the applications that can run on this operating system can be found in Google Store. So you go to Google Store, then you look for the application that you want. The last application that I wanted was an application that could read my notes as voice. Because I was in a theological program, and the readings were so massive, and I was in active ministry. So I needed to look for a way whereby my notes could be read to me so that I can do 21 pages in a short possible. And it's so smart that if you like something in the reading, you can crop it and push it to the Microsoft Word component of the software. So you go to Google Store and you find what you are looking for. And you click upon it, and they will say, do you agree to the terms and conditions? And we normally don't read the terms and conditions. We just click. So we thank God that that's not how we receive the mark of the beast. If not, all of us would have received. Then it begins to download. It begins to download 20%, 5%, 40%, 80%, then 100%. The moment you have 100% download, it's now inherent with your phone. And if you want to use it, you don't need to go to Google to ask for permission. Because the responsibility of usage is now yours. That's how it is when you receive the Holy Ghost. The software is downloaded into your spirit. And according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul says that I will pray in the spirit. Will. I will pray in my understanding also. It's because the ability to exercise yourself in the Holy Ghost is the only gift. That's the only gift that the Holy Spirit gives that you can operate at will. Why can you operate it at will? It is inherent. Do you get that? It means that God transferred the responsibility of the usage of your capacity to pray in the spirit. He transferred that responsibility to you. So you decide how you use that investment. If you use it for 30 minutes a day, what will happen to you is that God will give you a supernatural civilization that is consistent with your 30 minutes usage. That's the extent to which you will experience the supernatural. Because the Bible says, if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. And many of you that are seated here today, there's darkness in your family. And you want to avoid that. But you see, unfortunately, faith does not deny mountains. The reason why your faith has not been able to do anything about the darkness in your family is because there is no equilibrium. Your investment is not anywhere near the investment of people that are standing for darkness. Their sacrifice level is intense. And all you bring to the table is 30 minutes of exercising your spirit in the Holy Ghost. God is merciful. He will give you a civilization that is consistent with your investment. On the other hand, somebody might say, okay, I will go 3 hours every day. And it's as important as my bank check. I will go 3 hours. Then God gives you a civilization in the supernatural that is consistent with your investment. So please help me turn to your neighbor
and tell your neighbor you are exactly the way you intended to be. If you notice that you are prayerless and you are crippled in the spirit, that was a vision you had and that was what you were willing to pay for. I looked at the parking lot when we were driving in. Saw Range Rover. Mercedes-Benz of all kinds. Lexus. And there were other smaller vehicles. The people that have the smaller vehicles know where they sell the big ones. But, hallelujah, that's what they could pay for. And that's why they are using the smaller vehicles. That is the same way it is in the spirit. You could pay for the 30-minute civilization. That's why you are like that. That's not the best that God can do. But that's what you are willing to afford, given your busy schedule. You have other things more important than building your spiritual capacity. So, your car is B2. Your spiritual car is B2. I'm talking about the 1979 model. And many of you are the 1979 models of yourselves. Because you don't know that the responsibility of usage has been transferred. That's number one. Second definition of dynamis. Please don't run away without seeing me. Second definition of dynamis is potential energy. Potential energy. If I don't remember anything in my 16 years in the oil industry, even in dreams, I can locate crude oil. I can identify it, crude oil. I've had a dream before that an angel came to lead me to an oil well. So the moment I saw the oil, even in the dream, I said it's crude because that is where I labored for 16 years. Are you still with me? Crude oil is a complex mixture of hydrocarbons. And it is not useful in its crude state. If you want to know the use of crude oil, you need to subject it to refinement. And the refinery, that big word, refinery, it's elementary chemistry. It's a fractional distillation column. The one you learned in chemistry, that's what a refinery is. So you bring that crude, which is a complex mixture, into the refinery, and you control the environment. At varying levels of temperature and pressure, the first product that is going to come out of the complex mixture is what we call associated gases. The LPG, the heating gas, the lighter products will come out first. What you use for cooking, that's it will come out, and then they trap it and put it in an LPG tank. It's a complex mixture, so as they are putting it in the tank, they will be analyzing it to know whether the ranges of 18 parameters are consistent with what points to what the product is. Because it's the same, they look alike. The gases look alike, they smell alike, but it's their characteristics in terms of those ranges that will determine what it is. Are you still with me? Then when the liquid begins to come, the first liquid that will come out is ATK, aviation turbine kerosene, the kerosene that is used to power jet engines. If my memory serves me right, it comes out as the at 118 degrees Celsius. When you increase the temperature again, then you have premium motor spirit, which is your petrol. There are supposed to be three kinds of petrol, but in Nigeria we have one. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. The newer vehicles are supposed to be using a certain kind of petrol. Older vehicles will last longer if they use a certain kind of petrol. But in Nigeria, we have one. After premium motor spirit, you have automotive gas oil, which is diesel. You see, the products are becoming heavier. Are you there? Then you now have solid. Bitumen, asphalt. So, the range of possibilities with crude oil are vast. Are you there? Let me give you a story. This is true life story, not a parable, not a fable. A professor that got married for 12 years, they had no child, and after The Lord blessed them with a daughter. They went to the village to bring a help to help the wife babysit. Are you there? Unfortunately for the professor, the lady they brought that was 13 years old was more educated in darkness than the professor was in his field of scholarship. I celebrate your academic attainment. I respect your academic attainment. I have gotten a few too. Few feathers in that world. But I understand in the field of ministry how futile your academic attainment is when a situation is orchestrated from the realm of the spirit. This lady began sorcery. And one day the professor was set up and slapped her, and the lady killed him instantly. Then she projected to the village where her mentor was. The mentor said, you don't kill like that. Go and release him. When she came back to go release him, it was a few hours, they had brought pastors. And the pastors were praying in tongues, trying to call back the spirit of the man that had died. The lady now came back and wanted to go raise the man from the dead, release the spirit from where it was kept in prison. Then she noticed that the pastor's prayers was producing something like a gas. And because that gas was present, she couldn't penetrate to go and raise the man. That was how the man they took him for a burial. The question here is this. The lesson here is, some of you, when you exercise your spirit, it's gas you produce. It's not heavy product. The gas cannot raise the dead, and the gas will not allow the witches to come and raise the dead. Gas. And if what you have, what you manufacture is gas, what you produce is gas, you cannot displace demons. They have weight, they have rank, they have stature, they have capacity. They have knowledge. They have access to their data bank. And that's why they said to the sons of Stephen, Jesus, we acknowledge. Paul, we have been told of. But we checked the data bank. Who are you? You don't have the weight in the products that you are manufacturing from a refinery to display such as us. Who are you? And then one demoniac gave them the beating of their life, and they appeared on this day naked and wounded. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. When you begin to use your refinery, which is praying in tongues, the complex mixture begins to produce products. So I used my refinery this morning. Before I came out of that, for that night vigil, I had used my refinery for 13 hours. The visions I saw were as crisp as my sight. Because the product that is coming from the refinery is coming with its weight. It will interest you to know that turnaround maintenance is supposed to take place after 25 years of constant 24 hours use. Don't look at that, my comment, politically. Just forget about it. Let us use it spiritually. Some of you are doing turnaround maintenance after every 3 months because the system crashes. And then you come to grease again. You grease. You come for night vigil, and pastor will help you grease. And then you were crippled in the spirit. Then you now gain. You gain balance. You gain balance. Gain balance. And then you go into the week, and the refinery crashes again. You've done that for 13 years. And you're expecting intervention from heaven. Please help me talk to your neighbor. You are exactly... Oh, you don't want to preach again for me. You know, we don't like the word of God. Obviously, we don't like it. We like to feel nice. It's obvious you didn't grow up in my kind of family. That's why you are like this. Have you ever fought a necromancer? If you drink water, you can't fight him. If your feet touches the ground, even in New York, you appear on the screen. There are only two things you will do to fight a necromancer and survive. Don't drink water and don't put your feet on the ground. There is water in Coke. If you say you want to be drinking wine, the water, if it's one drop of water that comes into your system, you will appear. Men of flesh and bone cannot contend with necromancers. Yes, that's the priesthood that was in my family. I'm here today because they failed, they lied. Don't be quick to say hallelujah. Calm down. Let me tell you my journeys. Let me tell you how I sleep. Let me tell you the life I live for years. It's easy to say hallelujah. It's easy to say that. How many days do you eat in a year and sleep? So I went in search of God after my dad died. I said, I won't come back until I find Jesus. A good man. A good Christian. Praise morning and evening. Still here, they took him out. The doctors that operated him, after I was hearing their whisper, they said there was no need to have operated this man. So it was still the manipulation that led to that operation. What kind of product is your refinery producing? I found Jesus. 264 days of fasting. Then he sent me four angels. Then I stopped fasting. I didn't know, I was not a disciple. I was not taught that if Jesus wants to encounter you, he will send angels first. If you are satisfied with the angelic encounters, he will not come. Let me keep my stories. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. He sent angels, four of them. Then I stopped fasting. That's where the power dimension began in my ministry. I did that for 5 years. Then it occurred to me that it was no angels I was looking for. I continued the fast again after 5 years. Before Jesus came. When I saw the Lord, I knew there was nothing darkness could invent that had as much majesty. If you know how to deploy your refinery and you keep it running, you will see the Lord. He will come to you. It's a route, a gate into deep spirit dimensions. You are the wisdom before time began. So that's the theory. We'll do practical. I have 35 minutes. I'll finish before then. In a moment of time, where you are seated, you want to take a moment and speak in the Holy Ghost. You know, some of you are not
When I encountered what I encountered, I went back. And the darkness was too easy to cut off. Too easy. That's why I'm alive. I saw something that is stronger than what darkness planted in my family. And it's been there for generations. But one man that touches light can bring to naught what has lasted for 43 generations. We're going to take some time and exercise our spirit. Because I want to teach you how to touch God. Today, it takes 5 minutes to do that. First of all, empty your heart. Forget about your husband sitting close to you. Forget about the person sitting by your side. And zero in on God. And begin to exercise your spirit. Your desire to encounter God, let's sustain it in your soul. As you use your spirit to prosecute the process. Are you still with me? Can we try for a few minutes and see if we will touch God? Few minutes. Forget about your neighbor. Forget about your neighbor. Ia sokema boskata bokuria maiko frasata bego lahambre iskomenaite yendo bresko falantes ki dobo nde stamina salato ki la brasketoria Aiko sesila ma abresko de gabila neno santoria brisko falata breska manteli Iamo sekotele hembre kuskete mahadoli mahasketola Brahaisko menazi sakentobe na kadelike talibo kuskete Musa azeso sekabanta elukaria Mia selibone braski to manda baboria Espo bela masi kabranda baskito bela Aiko babala seko braske tobi nakande eske Rahaiso santoria Rahaiso sika presko falamante kuria Oh my God, lahusi kebre Konia mahusa salabranteli Gosketo mokurika santoria brahabatala babonde Ikoska masataria Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So 2 minutes. It takes 2 minutes to touch God. If you are in alignment, 2 minutes. It's 2 minutes at the clock. I want to demonstrate what power is. And the reason why I asked us to pray is because the power gifts, they glide on the wings of the revelational gifts. The power of God goes in the direction of the will of God. The power of God goes in the direction of the proceeding word of God. So if you want to command power, you must have a way to hear the proceeding word of God from the mouth of God. Just like I saw in the spirit. I saw a lady that is in this congregation. And this lady that is in this congregation was selected even before you were formed in your mother's womb to be a carrier of the presence of God. What I mean by that is that you are supposed to carry God's presence to different places. And I saw two angels descend from heaven, and these two angels had a linen garment in their hands. And when I began to inquire, I found out that that linen garment is the mantle of God's presence. So as I speak now, in the next 17 seconds, that lady that is supposed to be a carrier of God's presence, that mantle will come upon that lady in 17 seconds. No amen, please, no amen, no amen, no amen. In 17 seconds. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask from my left hand side to my right hand side, to the back of the hall, that lady that is supposed to carry your presence, let your hand drop on it. Let your mighty hand drop on her. I see an anointing coming from heaven, and this anointing that I see coming from heaven is an anointing that will enable the bearer to be able to hear the audible voice of God. And there are three people in this congregation that God will put that anointing upon. It is coming. 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 Holy Ghost. Wants to catch the attention of a city, what he does is that he releases power. Oh, I see in the spirit a young man. This young man, you have a calling of an evangelist. The anointing that I see that God wants to give you is an anointing that will give you competence, capacity to expel all kinds of devils. All kinds of devils. And this young man, the anointing will come on you in the next 21 seconds. Because, oh my God, what God wants to accomplish through your life is so intense, so great, so great. And that anointing will come upon you to kickstart the process. Father, anywhere the young man is, on this plain ground, on the balcony, towards the... Oh my God, it's already coming. The grace of God, the oil is coming. The oil is coming. The oil is coming. The oil is coming. It is coming. So, this is how power looks like. Now listen to me. And the Lord just wants me to say this to someone. And the person I'm talking about, you've been looking for your international passport. You've been looking for your international passport. Your international passport has not been within reach. Where are you? Stand up on your feet. He said you have been looking for your international passport. Bro, come. Yeah, great. You are the wisdom before I began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. Looking for your international passport? Go that way. You reign forever. Your name is evergreen. Okay. Now the Lord wants to, because I see the Bible, I see the scriptures open. The Lord wants to transmit the teaching anointing to someone. Your name is evergreen. So it will happen in 12 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That lady there, there's one lady there. Come. Yeah. No, you with her tie. Come. Yeah. You are the one I'm looking for.
So come, let me give you what God is offering. Climb up here. Now, the power of God, like I said, it goes in the direction of the voice of God. Goes in the direction of the will of God. The moment you can access the will of God, power will accompany it. Are you there? Now, the Bible is going to open to you in a most strange way, especially if you accept that you will teach it. Eh? You saw me in your dream last 2 weeks. Okay, the Lord wants to accomplish the reason for which He showed you. What is coming to you is the grace to explore the scriptures, to find the counsel of God in the scriptures. So this is power. Hey, Imala Babu. Can we speak in the Holy Ghost for a moment of time? Something is opening here. Ilabobos. Igabos in the high table, Korea. Migabos Santeni, Koboros Eteni. Rababoko Tamila. Rababoko Seka Bande Subria Lababoke Salata. I can brush the tone, the hele curia, baba doket. Ebro kose mahande baborakaskia. Rabo sedi kandele. Rosketa boko rakaba lusa matalia. I compresa sokoma bale. Ispo makande. Makande baboko sabinaile. Iko bosele.
After this, my touch, you will find your passport. 14 days. Go and find your passport. 14 days in the name of Jesus. Now, if you can't, just sit down, sit down. The lecture has not finished. We will use I conditions so that I can demonstrate what authority is. So if you have an eye condition, maybe short-sighted, long-sighted, can you stand on your feet? Don't come here. Just stand where you are. Just stand where you are.
You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began.
All right, so just lay your hands on your eyes. If you are putting on your spectacles, remove it. Just lay your hands. That's all I request. Just lay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every blinding spirit. Blinding spirit, be bound. Blinding spirit, be bound. Come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus. Come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus. I rebuke short-sightedness. I rebuke long-sightedness. I rebuke glaucoma. I rebuke astigmatism. I rebuke cataract. Come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus. Come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus. Now I command, I see. I see. I see. I see. In Jesus' name. Please sit down. Please sit down. Please sit down. Please sit down. Now that you have sat down, I will give you 5 minutes. Then you check your eyes after 5 minutes. And if you notice thereafter that your eyesight has been corrected, I will invite you to stand on your feet. Okay? See, authority is judicial, so it is issued like decrees. Power is posterior. It's noisy. And even as we are committed to order, if we are going to see the power ministry, we must give allowance for disruptions again and again, so that God can actualize what He wants in the lives of men. We are going to do a prayer point while you are still sitting. Because this is lecture. I will do ministration for 5 minutes thereafter. We're going to pray. Can you pray? And what we are praying about tonight, today, is that God will bring an intervention in your family. And just in case there is any factor that limits destiny, that has its roots in your family, that has a ground of authority established within your family to marginalize possibilities, to truncate actualization, I'd like you to raise your voice. In a moment of time, we want to confront it. We want to stand against it. We want to resist it. Because we have authority that is resident in the name of Jesus. Can somebody cry? Can someone cry? Can someone cry? Isofe lamante. Iskamonde robokuria braskita makala. Aika masura masika presko temende lelika santo. Yedoko de babalute kasketo mina kandelia. Riska mata boshe kelia brahma masantoya. Isamai so sante la isko prei. Agora des. Asomenati. Raikum balas. Araita makopos Respotominda Ikope Lord, 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 Lord Rokobo Rita Mababo Santeni. Thank you, Lord. Ila Mamo Seferali Bosato. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, listen to me.
I see a silver colored padlock locked. There's a family represented here. There is a spiritual lock that has been placed over that family. And in a moment of time, the Lord will destroy that lock. Father, this morning we ask that you help us trace that member of the family that is under the yoke of this lock that you have revealed in the spirit. By a touch of your anointing, can you identify that person? By a touch. Holy Ghost. Now, ushers, help me. We need to do some deliverance. Let your mighty hand come upon that one in the name of Jesus. Can you stretch your hand in a direction and demand that this padlock be open? Be open. 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 In the name of Jesus. Be open in the name of Jesus. Hey. Hallelujah. Before I proceed, because if I tell you the next thing I'm seeing, you'll not believe. So check your eyes. If you notice there's an improvement, stand on your feet. There's an improvement on your side, to stand on your feet. Okay, we have one brother there. We have another one here. We have one brother there. Okay, three of you. Huh? You are becoming many. There's a lady I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lady that your eyes. Ah. All right, so that brother, come. Can you come? You, three of you, come. Lady, come. Okay, all of you come. All of you come. Just briefly. I have something to give all of you. All of you come. Bro, touch him. He's high in spirit. He's high in spirit. Come. Join them. Okay. Oh, okay. He's not among them. Okay, leave. Now, listen. You know, I wasn't shouting. Authority is not shout. Power is not shout. No. If you want to wield power, hear what God is saying and ask Him to confirm it. That's power. Authority is just issue a decree. Are you there? Issue a decree. No time for me to take you into details on how you wield authority. But if you have it, Satan will stay far from you, because you are destructive. Especially if you decide to walk in holiness, you have immunity. Where was the person helping me with the microphone? Are you there? Find out from this young man what's happening to you. Okay, just reduce your sound. Thank you. Now, I don't like you giving them the mic. Hold it. When I say remove it, because I have 10 minutes and you are giving mine. Yeah? Put it on him. Jesus Christ.
What praise happened? The Lord, church.
Now, if he doesn't have capacity to speak, look for someone else. What happened to you, young man?
You really know. I don't know. I was in this situation for the past 15 years.
15 years. What is the situation?
That is the time I got born again in 2014.
Hey, you are going into a story. You know the way to say a testimony. I once was blind. Time, now I see.
My eye was seeing briefly. If I want to read Bible, my eye will used to draw tears.
You used to draw tears.
And by the time you say that word, I saw some smoke.
Some smoke came out of your eyes. Okay. And
I start to see briefly everywhere. And
everywhere is clear now. Can someone give him praise? Now listen to me, before I have 9 minutes, I have to do this. If I tell you that someone's bondage in this place is tied to the river, you will not believe me. But I have seen it. There's a siren from the river, siren from the waters, that has been unchallenged for many years. And this person's destiny is being manipulated from the depths of the waters. His foul spirit of darkness is responsible for it. But the Lord will stretch forth his hand over this congregation in the next 25 seconds. Father, that one whose bondage is tied to the waters that came to church today, I pray today that you set this congregation, and by a touch of your anointing, help me identify that individual so that the individual can be delivered. No, he's already coming. He's coming strong. He's coming stronger. He's coming stronger. He's coming stronger. Coming stronger. Coming stronger. Coming stronger. Coming stronger. Holy Ghost! Ushers, I expect you to be as sensitive as I am. You see, oh my, it's coming stronger, it's coming stronger, it's coming stronger. Father, in the name of Jesus. Where is the person? Bring the person. There are three. There are three. It's not one. There are three of them. Father, make it plain. There are three of them. Now, you mean you didn't see this sister? You didn't see him? Or is it that you don't want some people to be delivered? So you ignore them. This is a serious matter. We need to ensure that these people are free. See that day, my son. Here, quickly. We need to ensure there are three of them. One, two. The sirens of the waters. Oh, someone's umbilical cord was used to do a ritual. And there's a demon that has been your escort for 18 years. 18 years. 18 years. 18 years. As I'm speaking, the Holy Ghost is beginning to walk. As I'm speaking. Father, that one that has been a victim because of what was done with the umbilical cord that is present in church today, I ask that you stretch forth your hand. You'll be delivered. Come, can you come quickly? We have 5 minutes. You'll be delivered. And everything that is yours that has been annexed by the devil, it will be restored. Now, can we pray as a congregation and pray for this one? And say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this yoke be broken. Let this yoke be destroyed. Let this yoke be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let this yoke be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You were sold for naught, and you shall be bought with that money. Let the yoke break. We separate you from this entity. We separate you from this entity. We separate you in the name of Jesus. We separate you in the name of Jesus. Let the connection be cut off. Thank you, Father. We declare your liberty. Declare your freedom. Today, everything that was taken from you, we demand a restoration on your life. In the name of Jesus, I can see the hardship that you have survived. I can see the troubles and the rejection. I can see many have accused you falsely because of this evil of darkness that has accompanied you. Today, I bless you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That the hand of God breaks the yoke of your life. Oh my God. Your umbilical cord, I disconnected from the transaction. That has signed you a spirit that has monitored your destiny. In the name of Jesus, come out of where you're held captive. I go stand in Kero Bosi. Discovery Malia Cantania Mamana. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, find out what happened. Choose two more people.
Please, can you just project a verse? Let me read to the back. This one verse. Can you project a Bible verse?
Oh, he wants to read.
Yes, without my glasses.
How long have you used those glasses?
2 years now.
2 years. Okay. Now that's the Bible verse on the screen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, make this permanent. Make it permanent. Make it permanent. Permanent. Oh. Now listen. Listen, there's oil coming on somebody. Oil. 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 Oil.
Yes.
Oil. Oil. Oil is coming. Oil. There's an anointing. God is transmitting something from my life to your life. From my life to your life.
He shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and also the utmost part of the earth.
So that's authority. You can issue decrees and it will be the same way that you have spoken. Now I finished the lecture. Now we want to speak now. Just one thing. I have 1 minute to speak. And I want you to speak to me. Can we speak about Nigeria? We've been in the wilderness over and above the time allocated for us as a nation. Return that we might look upon you. For therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. An everlasting song shall be upon their heads. They shall proclaim gladness and joy and sorrow and mourning shall flee away.